Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the G7 summit in Canada, President Trump says he remains confident a peace deal can be reached between Israel and Iran despite escalating airstrikes. But Israel's prime minister, not as confident. In an ABC News exclusive, Jonathan Carl spoke to Benjamin Netanyahu, accusing Iran of holding fake talks.
They're working secretly to rapidly weaponize this. In a few months, they would have nuclear bombs. That's what they want to do. They want to continue stringing the U.S. along, build up those weapons. They don't want a seat at the table. They want to blow up the table. Specifically, they want to blow up Israel.
The Pentagon now moving more Navy resources to the Middle East, and the State Department has issued a no-travel warning for all of Israel. In Minnesota, Vance Belter is facing state and federal charges for the shooting deaths of a state lawmaker and her husband, along with injuring another state lawmaker and his wife. Authorities say the shooter had a long target list of lawmakers. And on Wall Street today, stocks sending up. This is ABC News. In West Virginia, at least six people have died and two others are missing after storms brought heavy rains and flooding. Governor Patrick Morrisey at a briefing says there's been 40 water rescues so far and more than 60 facilities have been damaged across two counties.
West Virginia has been hit very, very hard by very sudden flooding and torrential rain. And it all happened in a very, very short period of time.
A juror has been dismissed in the Sean Diddy Combs racketeering and sex trafficking trial. ABC's Aaron Katursky, outside the courthouse in New York, says there was a discrepancy where the juror said he lived.
And the judge said that raised broader questions about his candor and whether he made a deliberate attempt to try and get himself seated onto the jury for this particular trial. And he said that could not stand.
An alternate juror was seated, prosecutors signaling they could wrap up their case as soon as Wednesday, and then it's the defense's turn. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Thunderstorms likely late tonight with a low of 65, warm and sticky tomorrow with partly cloudy skies and a high of 83, and tomorrow night scattered showers and thunderstorms likely early with a low of 63. Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and our winds are out of the west at 4 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 76 degrees. And we have this cancellation to pass along. The Platteville at Riverdale Summer High School baseball game that was scheduled for 5:30 this evening has been canceled. It's Hungry Richland Center. The Pine Valley Foundation invites you to the Pine Valley Chicken Barbecue Sunday, June 22nd at 25951 Circle View Lane, starting at 11 until gone. For just $14, enjoy a delicious half-chicken dinner with all the fixings and pie. Kids' meals are just $5. Dine-in or drive-thru on County Road O. There's also a silent auction with great items like a handmade quilt, Packers gear, gift baskets, and more. Plus, live music from Monty Burger at 1 under the gazebo. Questions? Call 608-649-1728 or Mo at 608-780-5735. Don't miss it!
Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A person was found unresponsive following a motorcycle crash Saturday night near Amplify St. Joseph's Hospital in the city of Hillsborough. An officer with the Hillsborough Police Department was conducting traffic enforcement while parked in a stationary position near the Hillsborough Fire and EMS garage. At approximately 10:35, the officer observed a motorcycle traveling at a high rate of speed entering the city limits. As the motorcycle approached the squad car and entered the city limits, radar showed the motorcycle traveling at 74 miles per hour. The motorcycle passed another motorist traveling westbound, continuing at a high rate of speed towards the residential and business areas of the city. The officer activated their emergency lights and siren and began traveling towards the motorcycle, but ultimately lost visual of the motorcycle as it passed through the 800 block of Water Avenue. The officer continued traveling westbound on Water Avenue, ultimately locating a motorcycle that had crashed near the parking lot of Amplify St. Joseph's Hospital emergency room. Upon locating the motorcycle, the officer immediately located an unresponsive male party laying in the parking lot, believed to be the operator. The officer quickly retrieved emergency room personnel who came to assist and immediately began life-saving measures. The operator was subsequently transported to Amplify Gunderson in La Crosse via medical helicopter with life-threatening injuries. Due to the nature of the crash, the Hillsborough Police Department requested assistance from the Vernon County Sheriff's Office as well as the Wisconsin State Patrol Technical Reconstruction Unit. Another state high school rodeo finals is in the books. A new queen was crowned Sunday afternoon. The 2025 rodeo queen is Grace Bennett from Lancaster, with Finley Carlson as first runner-up and Kinley Skinner as second runner-up. The all-around cowboy is Cade Parrish of Laval. The all-around cowgirl is Raylan Johnson of Broadhead. Rookie cowboy is Toy Riggets of Cassville, and rookie cowgirl is Callie Parrish of Laval. In barrel racing, Quinn Donsky of Sparta took first, Callie Parrish second, Mackenzie Mason of Scandia, Minnesota third, and Hadley Alderson of Onalaska fourth. In goat tying, Callie Parrish took first, Josie Waldenberger of Holman second, Brinley Hoffman of Townsend third, and Kaylin Olendick of Toma took fourth. Pole bending, Kaylin Olendick took first, Maddie McBride of Holman took second, Raylan Johnson of Broadhead third, and Evelyn Taylor of Lancaster took fourth. In breakaway roping, Raylan Johnson took first, Sage Kite of Oxford took second, Lainey Skinner of Reedsburg placed third, and Kaylee Check of Toma fourth. In tie-down roping, Lucas Miller of Mineral Point took first, Keegan Cooley of Richland Center second, Nathan Van Ert of Wisconsin Rapids third, and Kyan Nelson of Toma fourth. In steer wrestling, Braden Carlson of Medford placed first, Toy Riggets second, Braden Skyfe of Lancaster placed third, and Keegan Cooley fourth. In bareback riding, Cade Parrish placed first, and in saddle broncs, Trip Kite of Oxford placed first. In bull riding, Jaron Grimsled of Gays Mills placed first, Cody Balotic of Wittenberg second, Hayden Olson of Sparta third, and Cade Parrish fourth. In team roping, Brady Breitsprecher of Toma and Trey Carlson of Decorah, Iowa placed first, Nathan Van Ert and Cade Parrish placed second, Jace Loach of Bellevue, Iowa, and Clint Mitchell of Boscobel placed third, and Raylan Johnson and Lucas Miller placed fourth. In girls' cutting, Carly Guckenberger of Marshfield placed first, Callie Parrish second, Lainey Lunn of Lime Springs, Iowa placed third, and Josie Waldenberger of Holman placed fourth. In boys' cutting, Tyler Parr of Mondovi placed first, Cade Parrish second, Keegan Cooley third, and McKinley Stanton of Black River Falls placed fourth. In rain cow horse, Tyler Parr placed first, Carly Guckenberger placed second, McKinley Stanton third, and Callie Parrish was fourth. In the shooting competitions in light rifle, Josie Waldenberger placed first, Jenna Brech of Reedsburg placed second, Colby Spielberg of Greenville placed third, and Jackson Borchardt of Clinton placed fourth. In trap shooting, Cade Moorhead of Baldwin, Iowa placed first, Lucas Miller was second, Johnny Harms of Platteville placed third, and Piper Nowitzki of Clintonville placed fourth. The best of luck to all these contestants moving on to the National High School Rodeo Competition, being held July 13th through 19th in Rock Springs, Wyoming. The community is invited to attend a free program on healthy living for your brain and body in partnership between the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eagle Country and the Alzheimer's Association. The program at 4 o'clock Wednesday is aimed at answering the questions, is there anything I can do to reduce my risk of developing dementia, and how much do lifestyle choices matter? Pam Kohlberg is the Crawford and Richland County Dementia Care Specialist with ADRC.
Any one of us that we're exposed to affects our brain, and we're finding out trauma affects our brain and our emotions affect our brain, like depression actually chemically changes our brain. So I was fascinated by this. And so as I worked in the regional office down on Main Street and I would encounter a lot of our neighbors who speak Spanish, I'd be like, well, why, what is it? You know, what can I do to help? How can I get this education? We happened to talk to somebody from the Alzheimer's Association. So I said to them, could we do some education here for people who both speak Spanish and English about brain health? Would you send somebody all the way from Milwaukee to come and talk to us? So that's when I met Virginia Zerpa at a conference here that the Alzheimer's Association does every year. And so I got talking to her and I thought that would be great to have in our community because we have a lot of friends and neighbors who are Spanish speakers and a lot of businesses around here, right? La Fratanga, Delesia, Los Amigos. We have all these places. And I thought, well, here's an audience that could hear about brain health in a language that I can only speak, you know, solo and poco. So I wanted to bring Virginia out here.
Healthy Living for Your Brain and Body is designed for a general audience, groups interested in healthy aging, and those living with dementia, as well as caregivers, community members, neighbors, and friends. The inclusive program will list strategies for healthy decision-making and will be offered in both English and Spanish.
When you do community organization, you have to have your champions, you know, that will help take it to a new level. And I love to go eat the fried fish over at RC Taco. It tastes like lobster. It's so good. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching Carolina Rodriguez greet people at the door. And she's so warm and everybody walks in as if they're a friend, you know. And I thought, what a warm, welcoming person. And I thought, this is a nice space. I knew Carolina would love to make food and she would be so welcoming. And then we could have a talk there. So I talked with Virginia and Carolina, and we have the dementia care specialists from Grant County and Iowa County. So if people come from a different county, they don't have to be from Richland Center, then they can come talk to all these brain health experts that are going to gather and have some of Carolina's food. And Virginia will give us a talk, and we'll talk in both English and Spanish about what is brain health and how does it affect you and how can you avoid it. That there's more things impact our brain than we realize. And so where we position ourselves, how we're raised, you know, what we go throughout our life, both can lift up our life, you know, by learning a language, you're improving your brain, right? When you're exposed to environmental toxins, it's not so great. And what's the balance? They call that cognitive reserve. But I thought it would be great to get together with our friends and neighbors and have an event to talk about brain health.
Healthy Living for Your Brain and Body, a free program between the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eagle Country and the Alzheimer's Association, will be held Wednesday from 4 until 6 at RC Taco in Richland Center. To reserve a seat and meal, call Virginia Zerpa at 414-431-8811. There is no cost to attend. Forage producers, crop advisors, and agronomists are invited to attend the Southwest Wisconsin Forage and Cover Crops Field Day Wednesday from 1:30 to 4 at the Lancaster Ag Research Station. Spend time in the field with specialist Marta Komen and Mark Renz looking at current UW trials investigating seeding alfalfa into rye, allelopathic cover crops in corn production, herbicide carryover in alfalfa, and new clover-safe pasture weed management options. This will be a free event hosted by UW Extension. If you have questions or would like to attend and need accommodations, contact Jordan Sattler at jordan.sattler@wisc.edu. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board is sponsoring a series of canoe outings on the Wisconsin River through July. The large Voyager replica canoes commissioned by the state of Wisconsin in conjunction with the sesquicentennial in 1998 are used for the trips that explore different segments of the river. The first trips are scheduled for Wednesday from 9 to 1 from Muscadet to Port Andrew and Thursday from 9 to 2 from Lone Rock to Gotham. Additional trips will be held Monday through Wednesday, June 23rd through 25th, Monday and Tuesday, June 30th and July 1st, and Thursday, July 3rd, at various times and locations. To make a reservation or to ask questions about the canoe trips, contact the Riverway Board office Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 at 608-739-3188 or by emailing marcia.curtis@wi.gov. Additional information may be found on the Riverway Board website or Facebook page.
Make plans to visit the Blue River Farmers Market every second and fourth Tuesday from 4 until 6:30 at Blue River Park. Enjoy fresh produce, flowers, artisan crafts, food trucks, baked goods, natural products, jams, jellies, candles, jewelry, gifts, cotton candy, and more. It's fun for all ages now through September 23rd. Want to be one of the amazing vendors? Call or DM the Friends of Blue River Facebook page. The Blue River Farmers Market, small town charm, big time fun.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Eugene Gene Hatch, 87, of Blue River, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial will follow in St. John's Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Wednesday from 4 until 7, and again Thursday from 10 until the departure to the church at 10:45. Eugene Gene Hatch, 87, of Blue River. Fred Hostler, 93, of Wauzeka, died May 12th in La Crosse. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel Saturday from 9 to noon. Burial will be at the Bagley Cemetery with military honors. In lieu of flowers, donations to Sugar Creek Bible Camp or St. John's Lutheran Church are appreciated. Fred Hostler, 93, of Wauzeka.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers like Tina here.
Yeah, they give us special rewards and exclusive deals and everything. It feels like they're putting on a fireworks display just for me.
Yeah, and the grand finale is giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Us Days just got bigger. All customers can get a free phone with no trade-in. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Cobuson Bus is hiring. It's drivers that they need.
Do you remember your school bus driver? The one who got you to school safely? Now it's your turn to make a difference. Join us at Cobuson for our open bus hiring event, Thursday, June 26, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Take a seat behind the wheel of a bus and see how easy it really is. Learn about our generous bonus program. Visit Cobuson.com for the location near you.
Cobuson Bus is hiring. It's the perfect job for me.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Chances for some scattered showers and small storms still linger here this evening, with the main line sparking up behind it, arriving late tonight. After dark, likely before midnight or right around then, a few of those could be rolling through and some could be strong to severe. The chances of high winds is probably our biggest hit. Otherwise, large hail is possible too. Heavy downpours are to be expected, with an inch or so possible. But I would say we'll probably be more likely to get around a quarter of an inch of rainfall, because these storms do look to weaken after they move out of northwest Wisconsin. So here for us, we're only in a marginal risk for them to still be strong to severe, which is a 1 out of the 5 scale. Otherwise, by tomorrow afternoon, we are looking at more showers and storms starting to spark up. Again, tomorrow, still just in a marginal risk, a 1 out of 5 in the severe risk scale. Of course, these will pop up after a warm and sticky day. Highs tomorrow reach the low 80s. It'll be partly cloudy. Scattered showers and storms will end early in the evening, and then overnight we stay dry as the next low-pressure system targets us. It'll be moving in on Wednesday, with periods of heavy rain and storms. This is where we could have the potential for some flooding to start to sneak up. Because another inch or two is possible then, too. We even have more on the way. Temperatures midweek Wednesday only reach the upper 70s. Then we spike again Thursday back to the mid-80s. Sunshine will start the day, more showers and storms through the early evening. And then we put that on repeat for Friday. Low 80s, spotty showers, thunderstorms in the morning, and again at night. And it doesn't stop there. Continues into our Saturday, especially early. And some of these could be strong to severe because the heat is going to be cranking up. It'll be a hot and humid mid-90s. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 75 degrees after a high today of 80 and a morning low of 63. Yesterday's high was 73 and we received 71 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1946 is 95 degrees and a record low of 37 was set back in 1961. Last year's high was 87 and there was a low of 65. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:44. Sunrise tomorrow morning. 521. Winds are out of the southwest at around 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.90. And so far today, we have received 56 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. And that combined with yesterday's rainfall, we have received over the 2 days 1 27 hundredths inches of rain. And once again, our current temperature is 75 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. And we have this cancellation to pass along because of the weather. The Platteville at Riverdale Summer High School baseball game that was supposed to be held at 5:30 this evening has been canceled. And the WIAA High School State Baseball Tournament got underway today, and that runs through Thursday at the Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium in Grand Chute. And games that were played today were in Division I quarterfinals games. First of all, Hamilton beat Oak Creek by a score of 6-1. Then Badger beat Hudson by a score of 14-3. Also in a game played today in the quarterfinals, it was Hartford beating Hortonville by a score of 4-1. And a game currently going on, it's Muskego leading Sun Prairie East by a score of 1-0, and that's in the second inning. So on Wednesday, it'll be Hamilton taking on Badger, and Hartford will take on either Sun Prairie East or Muskego. Local teams that are playing in the tournament this week include on Tuesday at 2:30, it will be Fenimore taking on Kewaunee in Division III, and on Wednesday at 9 a.m. in Division II, actually following the first game at 9 a.m. in the second game in Division II, it will be Reedsburg taking on New Berlin Eisenhower. Brewers closer Trevor McGill struck out three batters to escape a ninth-inning threat yesterday, saving a 3-2 win. Milwaukee took three out of four from the Cardinals over the weekend. The big hit was Christian Yelich's 14th home run. Quinn Priester collected the win with six solid innings, giving up only one run. The Brewers sit alone in second place in the National League Central, taking a day off today, and will resume play tomorrow in Chicago in game one of a three-game series against the first-place Cubs. The Wisconsin men's basketball team will face Providence in the Rady Children's Invitational in San Diego next season. The tournament will be played during the Thanksgiving holiday. BadgerOfHonor.com reports that the game against the Friars will be played on Thanksgiving Day, and Coach Greg Gard's team will take on either TCU or Florida on Black Friday. The Packers have filled their open roster spot by signing defensive lineman Cameron Young. The opening was created when cornerback Jaire Alexander was released last week. Young missed most of last season due to a knee injury. At 6'3 and 304 pounds, the third-year player may get an opportunity to replace T.J. Slayton at nose tackle. He was known as a run stopper in college and had played in 17 games for the Seattle Seahawks as a pro. The Badger football program has received a commitment from a three-star defensive back prospect from Texas. Zachary Taylor would be a member of the UW recruiting class of 2026. Taylor is the 12th commit for the class. He will play his senior season for Katy High School in Houston area this fall. 247 Sports reports he was also considering other offers from Minnesota, West Virginia, and Air Force.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
The back and forth of the NBA Finals has been constant. Game one went to Indiana, so Oklahoma City had to bounce back in game two. Indiana reclaimed the series lead in game three, only to see Oklahoma City answer yet again in game four, knotting the series at two games apiece. And now game five, the swing game, as some call it, and the winner on tonight's game between the Pacers and Thunder in Oklahoma City will take a 3-2 lead into the NBA Finals and move on one win away from hoisting the Larry O'Brien Trophy. And the Florida Panthers are one win on home ice away from repeating as Stanley Cup champions. The chance comes tomorrow night in Game 6 of the final against the Edmonton Oilers. They're looking to be the third team to go back-to-back since the NHL's salary cap era began in 2005 and the 19th in their league history. The Panthers moved on the verge of another title by beating the Oilers on the road and taking a 3-2 lead in the series. They hope to avoid the same pitfall of losing their first closeout game like the final last year against Edmonton. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
The newest evolution of Farmall elevates performance, comfort, and styling. To continue the legacy of this legendary tractor, the new Farmall Medium Utility C-Series features four models that combine power and technology for use on the farm and in the field. Field Ops connectivity enables geolocation and remote monitoring of machine functions, while a heavy-duty front axle, increased hydraulic flow, and more rear lift capacity provide the power to handle more work with ease. Case IH, built by farmers. Stop by Johnson Tractor in Richland Center today to find out more about the all-new Farmall C.
Get hungry, Richland Center. The Pine Valley Foundation invites you to the Pine Valley Chicken Barbecue Sunday, June 22nd at 25951 Circle View Lane, starting at 11 until gone. For just $14, enjoy a delicious half-chicken dinner with all the fixings and pie. Kids' meals are just $5. Dine-in or drive-thru on County Road O. There's also a silent auction with great items like a handmade quilt, Packers gear, gift baskets, and more. Plus, live music from Monty Burger at 1 under the gazebo. Questions? Call 608-649-1728 or Mo at 608-780-5735. Don't miss it!
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Soybeans were mixed Monday, corn finished lower, cattle and hogs closed higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were mostly modestly higher. They continued to follow bean oil, which made another run to new highs on last week's bullish RVO numbers. Meal was pushed to new lows by demand questions. July beans held at 1069 and three quarters. August was up 2 3/4 at 1071 and three quarters. July soybean meal was down $8.20 at $283.70. July soybean oil was expanded trading limit up $4.50 higher at $55.11. Corn was lower. The USDA was expected to raise the corn condition rating in the weekly update, and there was spillover pressure from that drop in meal. Crop weather does look mostly favorable over the near term. July was 9 3/4 lower at 434 3/4. September corn was down 8 3/4 at 419 3/4. And wheat was down. Chicago and Kansas City were watching the winter crop harvest, and Minneapolis was lower on rain chances for the northern U.S. plains and the Canadian prairies. The trade was also monitoring new crop export demand. July Chicago was 7 1/4 lower at 536 1/2. July Kansas City was down 4 3/4 at 536 a bushel. July Minneapolis wheat was 11 1/2 lower at 622 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, supported by the recent cash and wholesale fundamentals. August live was up 310 at 215.55. October was 297 higher at 212.90. August feeders were up 380 at 310.22. September was 397 higher at 309.57. And hogs were sharply higher thanks to cash and wholesale support as well. July lean was up 232 at 111.80. The August hog contract was $2.55 higher at 112.67. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide, enter the Real Results Yield Challenge, and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
What would it take for my child to only miss half a day of school for treatment?
What would it take to fund a cure for childhood cancer?
It would take all of us to come together to support the research. Research to discover more effective treatments for the 1 in 285 children in the U.S. who will be diagnosed with cancer. Children's Cancer Research Fund is a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer. Join us. Go to childrenscancer.org today.
quiet start to the week for direct cash cattle trade activity. Show lists are higher across all major feeding areas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface Monday. Significant trade volume will likely hold out until the latter half of the week. Box beef closed sharply higher with very strong demand for light offerings. Choice up 432 at 382.11. Select closed 397 higher at 367.47. Estimated cattle slaughter was 103,000 head, down 9,000 on the week and down nearly 13,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up $1.17 with a weighted average of 106.12. The Iowa Minnesota closed $2 higher at 107.81, and the Western Corn Belt close to $1.87 higher with a weighted average of 107.58. Pork values were higher, up $1.42 at 119.48, and estimated hog slaughter was 478,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and up about 18,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartchie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartchie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also, a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartchie's crane truck. For more information, call Hartchie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The USDA's crop condition rating changes were mixed on the week. Corn and spring wheat both saw improvements, while soybeans and winter wheat dipped. USDA says 72% of U.S. corn is called good to excellent, up 1% on the week. 66% of U.S. soybeans are in good to excellent condition, down 2%. More news up next on Brownfield.
The best words to hear at the TSA security checkpoint? You're good to go. All it takes is a little preparation. Get to the airport early. Bring a carry-on bag that fits in the overhead. And have an acceptable ID. Not all state-issued IDs will cut it. Check out tsa.gov/ID and see which TSA acceptable IDs make the grade, like a real ID or passport.
Before you jet, do a little prep, and you're good to go. Check out tsa.gov/ID or the MyTSA app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
President of the Missouri Cattlemen's Association says the threat of New World screwworm is causing uncertainty for U.S. cattle producers. Jeff Reed says while the disease has not been detected in the U.S., recently,
we've been involved with state vet boards and on the national level with NCBA. We've been working to kind of stay ahead of that, and I know they're working hard with Mexico to get those sterile flies released.
The Iowa Department of Agriculture says thyleriosis has been detected in a herd of cattle in the south east part of the state. It's Iowa's first confirmed case of the disease. Dr. Grant Duell with Iowa State University says the disease is carried by Asian longhorn ticks.
What a lot of times we run into, though, is kind of a massive infection because these Asian longhorn ticks, we can get 1,000 of these ticks on an animal at once.
USDA expects prices this year for cheese, butter, non-fat dry milk, and whey to increase because of recent price strength. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Wean to finish pig mortality. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Zoetis Pork Technical Services veterinarian Dr. Dave Bommert says there's been a rise in wean to finish pig mortality. Speaking to Brownfield at the World Pork Expo earlier this month, he said the biggest culprit is respiratory disease, and there are several steps pork producers can take to protect livestock. More after this on Brownfield.
Content is king, especially content created and delivered by a trusted source. For more than 50 years, Brownfield has provided news and ag information to farmers. Brownfield's team of a dozen award-winning ag broadcasters works together to provide local and regional coverage, as well as national and international news and information, making Brownfield a household name for farmers. Thank you for listening.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide. Enter the Real Results Yield Challenge and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Pork Technical Services veterinarian Dr. Dave Baumert says profitability and animal welfare were primary focus areas as pork producers gathered at the World Pork Expo in Des Moines the first week of June.
In wean to finish mortality, if we looked at those numbers 10, 12, 15 years ago, they're bouncing about 6%. The problem that we've seen is that in the last few years, wean to finish mortality has gone from 6% up to just over 7%, about 7.25%.
What's behind that?
There's a number of different disease issues. If we start categorizing those issues, the biggest category is going to be respiratory disease. So lung problems, pneumonias in pigs is the biggest cause of that increase in mortality.
So identifying that trend, getting to the root cause and then treating it, how do you go about doing that?
Well, certainly identification is very important because we've got a number of both bacterial and viral agents that can cause respiratory disease in pigs. If we talk to our diagnostic labs who actually do the diagnostic work, they'll tell us that PRRS is the most commonly diagnosed respiratory problem in pigs, and Mycoplasma pneumonia, or MHP, is the second most commonly diagnosed issue.
So certainly mortality is a symptom, but as far as other issues that come up if the pig survives but struggles performance-wise, what are you looking at?
Well, certainly we'll have performance issues within a group of pigs when they get ill. If we talk specifically about Mycoplasma pneumonia, the mortality with Mycoplasma pneumonia is not as great as PRRS, but the loss of average daily gain, the failed feed consumption, if we look at a group of pigs that have gone through a bout of Mycoplasma pneumonia or MHP, those pigs will generally take an additional 6 to 7 days just to get to market, which means more feed, more time, more labor, and even the pigs that go to slaughter to be harvested for meat, even those pigs are not going to make the financial profit for the producer that they need to stay in business.
So awareness, be on the lookout for it. What else goes into a good proactive approach?
The first thing that a lot of people would think about in terms of a proactive approach would response would be treat pigs, just treat more pigs. And we'd like to think that we can go a step farther than that, or get a step ahead of that, in that we want to try and prevent pigs from becoming ill. We've got Zoetis has a number of vaccines available. We have our Fostera PRRS for vaccination of healthy pigs to prevent the serious outcomes of a PRRS infection. We also have mycoplasma vaccines.
That's Dr. Dave Baumert with Zoetis. And I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brown Field.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
After working like a dog all week, I go to meet the boys for a cold one at a little joint up the street. They got a jukebox in the corner full of old country tunes. Feed it $5 worth of quarters is the first thing I always do, 'cause I need a little twang. I need a little twang, twang, twang. Well, I like a lot of kinds of music. I try to keep an open mind, depending on the mood to strike me. Stay the closing time.
so love an old frame.
Was Morgan Wallen with Smile on Country and Community. And before that, we had George Strait with Twang. And our time is 5:48. I'm Tim Theat. I'll be here until the 8 o'clock hour bringing you some great music and information. Hoping your Monday is a good one. Been a rainy day, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home the Wirtz Floor and Home thermometer. First of all, I'll give you that temperature from them, and our temperature is 76 degrees. But according as far as the rain goes, the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge shows a total of 56 one-hundredths of an inch today. So that combined with yesterday's rain that we received, total so far between the 2 days of 1 inch and 27 hundredths of rain. So a lot of rain in the area, and it sounds like more to come. Talking about maybe some rain tonight and tomorrow. It's supposed to be only partly cloudy and sticky, and then some thunderstorms likely on Wednesday. Heavy rain on Wednesday they're talking too. So, and through the rest of the week, that's what we're going to basically have: rainy weather, humid weather, hot weather. 92 on Saturday and 93 on Sunday. Man, it's going to be hot then. So be sure to stay cool, everybody, and keep yourself hydrated. And be sure to check on those who might need to be checked on so that way you're sure that they're staying cool. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, they lost a brown and gray German Shepherd and a black and white Husky in the Five Points area. Give a call to 608-391-1972. For that. And community calendar shows that tonight the Avoca Highland American Legion Auxiliary Unit 335 is hosting a pork loin dinner the third Monday of each month. So that will be tonight. And it's going to be held from 4 to 7 or until gone through September at the Avoca Village Hall, the old school in Avoca. The cost of the meal is $10. Also, yes, it's that time of year. Vacation Bible School time, and Park Street Christian Church is hosting Vacation Bible School Monday through Wednesday. That's tonight through Wednesday from 6 to 8 each night. The mission of the week will be the Richland Center Fire Department. And for more information, call the church at 608-647-3702.
Cobuson Bus is hiring. It's drivers that they need.
Do you remember your school bus driver? The one who got you to school safely? Now it's your turn to make a difference. Join us at Cobuson for our open bus hiring event, Thursday, June 26, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Take a seat behind the wheel of a bus and see how easy it really is. Learn about our generous bonus program. Visit Cobuson.com for the location near you.
Cobuson Bus is hiring. It's the perfect job for me.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
This is the big one. The summer savings event you've been waiting for is on now at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Save hundreds on your new appliances or televisions. Shop early for the best selection. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
100.9 WRCO. Me and my girls at our usual spot, sipping bourbon, just chilling at the bar. When a boy walks in with that cheesy little grin, and we know that he's trying too hard. He said, ladies, let me buy y'all a shot. hold them straight up. I see you got yourself a little bit of denim wedding. My brand new buckle just to fit in. Well, where I come from, you gotta win it. You're all boots, no cowboy. You got great beer, you never sweating. Bad days or hard days, work you didn't finish. You ain't got it by now, you never get it. You're all boots, no cowboy. I meet a Marlboro man with some big rough hands and an old Dodge Ram in the driveway. Got charm like Southern, he's a real good lover, and he takes me to town every Friday. I need the real country can't be bought. I see you got yourself a little bit of denim wedding. My brand new buckle just to fit in. Well, there I come from, you gotta win it. You're all boots, no cowboy. You got great beer, you never sweat it. Bad days or hard days, work you didn't finish. You ain't got it by now, you never get it. You're all boots, no cowboy. I meet a Marlboro man with some big rough hands and an old Dodge Ram in the driveway. Got charm like Southern, he's a real good lover, and he takes me to town every Friday. I need the real.
The ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump at the G7 summit announcing a trade deal has been finalized with the UK. Prime Minister Keir Starmer moments ago.
This now implements on car tariffs and aerospace. A really important agreement.
The president says it'll also create jobs. World leaders discussing the escalating conflict also in the Middle East. Two sources tell ABC News President Trump says he doesn't intend to sign a G7 statement being drafted that calls for de-escalation between Israel and Iran. Israel says more than 24 people have died after Iranian missiles struck inside Israel and nearly 600 others injured. Iran says more than 220 people have died from Israeli strikes. In Minnesota, suspected shooter Vance Belter made his first court appearance today after his arrest. He's facing state and federal charges, including murder and attempted murder for the deaths of a state lawmaker and her husband, and shooting and injuring another state senator and his wife Saturday. This is ABC News.